Good afternoon. The Town of Los Gatos Historic Preservation Committee meeting of December 20th, 2023 is now called to order. I am Barry Cheskin. I'm the chair of the committee, and I will now do a roll call. So Vice Chair Burnett?
Here.
Committee Member Queiroz?
Here.
And Committee Member Quintana?
Here.
And I, Barry Cheskin, am here as well. Thank you and welcome. I will now ask the staff to read the guidelines regarding public participation.
Thank you. First, I will just state for the audio recording that Commissioner Raspe is absent today. And then share that for the benefit of the community, the Town of Los Gatos asks that you follow the town's meeting guidelines while attending town meetings and treat everyone with respect and dignity. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, first, just a word on verbal communication. So members of the public are welcome to address the committee on any matter that is not on the agenda today to ensure that all the agenda items are heard. And unless we authorize additional time, this portion of the agenda is limited to 30 minutes and no more than 3 minutes per speaker. In the event additional speakers were not able to be heard, an additional verbal communication section will be open prior to adjournment. We'll now move to the consent calendar. These are items that are considered routine and approved by one motion. Today, the only item we have on the consent calendar is the approval of minutes from the last meeting. So has everyone gotten those? Do I have a motion to any discussion, first of all, on the minutes? Do I have a motion to approve them? Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Can we state for the audio recording, please?
Yes. Commissioner Burnett made the motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I second the motion.
Okay, are we good?
Yes.
Okay.
And that passes unanimously. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. We are now open to public hearings on item number 2 on the agenda. And if we could have staff summarize that, Erin.
Yes, good evening. Erin Walters, Associate Planner. This is an application to consider a request to remove a pre-1941 property from the Historic Resources Inventory at a property located at 14335 La Rinconada Drive. It was the parcel in the front, which is the existing house. So staff has prepared a staff report that includes the applicant's research materials, and so staff is available for any questions if you have any.
Does the committee have any questions for staff?
No.
Anybody? Lee?
I'm not sure. This was subdivided already. Under a standard subdivision?
Yes.
Okay, is the applicant here? Okay, come on up to the table. So just to remind everyone, applicants have a total of 5 minutes for opening statements. Members of the public can have up to 3 minutes to comment on any item. And applicants and their representatives are allotted a total of up to 3 minutes maximum for closing statements. And
I am the applicant, Greg Zierman, last name spelled Z-I-E-R-M-A-N, and this is the property owner, Nicholas Guerra, last name spelled G-E-R-A.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm here today to present our research findings regarding the existing 744 square foot home located at 14335 La Rinconada Drive. The research has included the reviewing of the following documents: the Sanborn maps, the county tax assessment records, the Ann Bloomfield Historic Research Form, Polk directories, telephone directories, historic property collection and tour books, Santa Clara County planning records, and the San Jose Public Library, as well as the Los Gatos Public Library. The property was not included, listed, or mentioned in any of these records researched, and our research has determined that the home was built in 1920. The home was not constructed with any defined architectural style and has been modified from its original design. There's a laundry room with a shed roof that appears to be an addition off the rear of the house. The vinyl window, or the existing vinyl windows, are not original to the home, and some of them may not be in their original locations. The entry door is also not original and has been replaced with a very contemporary style, simple door. The windows in the front door do not reflect the architectural style or materials used in the era of the 1920s. Home has very low ceilings throughout, approximately 7 feet tall. Our research indicates that no one of any significant importance or anyone associated with the town's founding or the town's history has ever owned or lived in the property. And while the home was built prior to 1941, it is not included in any historical records, is not located within any historic district, and has no redeeming architectural qualities. For these reasons mentioned, we feel that the existing home located at 14335 La Rinconada Drive should be removed from the Historic Resources Inventory List.
Great, thank you for that. Committee members, do you have any questions for the applicant?
No.
Don't.
No, I don't.
Lee? Nothing? Okay. Is there anybody from the public who would like to speak on this matter? Okay, we'll close the public hearing now and you guys can return to your seats. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. Comments, thoughts from the committee? This is a shy group, our shy group here.
I personally think it seems pretty clear that it's a property that's okay to take off of the Historic Resources Inventory.
Okay. All right, Lee.
I'm not so sure. It seems to be very typical of some of the older homes in that area, in the immediate area along La Rinconada, up to the point where it takes off to the at the cul-de-sac. These are, to me, very typical of what used to be in Los Gatos, a lot of it, or in the farming community that used to be Los Gatos. I don't know, you know, I don't know how we deal with things like this, because our housing element says we want to maintain our smaller housing stock, and yet by eliminating these homes, we're eliminating more affordable housing. I'm not sure that, because it doesn't have a foundation, is a valid reason to demolish it. You can always put a foundation. I have a structure in my backyard, which is on the mud sill, and it's still surviving. I think this comes down to the very foundation of how much we really want to honor our past and how much we want to build larger structures and homes.
Can Susan,
I,
yeah,
can
sure.
I have a question for staff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this home, has there been any major, after reading, I didn't get a full picture on, I think the front porch, there was some things done. There's the windows of concern, the front door. The major structure, though, has been, the footprint is the same. Is that correct?
I believe there's a shed addition in the rear, and I would ask the applicant to mm-hmm. provide clarification
the shed
on that.
On the back porch.
You're welcome to, if you have any color to add.
Do we have
just go ahead, yeah, come on.
So, has there been any other major changes in the footprint of the home, the walls, the exterior of the house, roof line?
Since we've owned it, no.
And there's no history of permits for?
Yeah, there's no history. We went through all the permitting, there's no history. You know, I'd just like to add that the whole area is in transit, you know, it's in transition for the other existing homes in the area. I tried to include pictures to show you the neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah.
But we haven't done anything to the structure.
Right, so I'm sure all of us have gone by the home and looked at it and seen what it is.
I think we could conclude that the existing rectangle without the addition of the laundry room off the back was probably the original footprint.
Mm-hmm.
I can concede that the porch is probably the original location, but I would have expected in the 1920s for the two columns at the front porch to have been a little more ornate, and in other words, a newel post, some sort of a turning kind of a thing. And you can clearly see that the balustrades that have been introduced out, those are interior staircase balustrades,
so they
don't even belong in the exterior of a home, let alone don't fall in the era and the design or the materials used in the 1920s.
So you want it taken out of the inventory?
We would like to, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And if I may, through the chair, just clarification to make sure that the discussion of the HPC is focused on the findings that are required for removal. While there's a lot of attention to the housing element and the goals there, and it seems likely that they are considering demolition of the home and rebuilding. That isn't the focus of the decision that's before the HPC. It really is to evaluate it for consistency with the findings, whether the determination can be made that it has no historic significance based on those findings there. And so our scope in this discussion really is focused on those details, even when there are other aspects we'd like to consider.
Yeah, I'll say just for myself, based on the report, I'd say they meet the criteria for removal. I love the idea of removing it, but I think they meet the requirements for removal. So that's just my take on this. Any other questions for the applicant while we have you jumping up and down? Go ahead.
I don't believe this is part of the original Las Gatos. Do you know when it was annexed to the town?
That's correct. It was in the county.
It was originally built
in the county.
It was in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have an annexation date, do we?
No, we do not. And it didn't show up on any of our older maps because it was outside of the jurisdiction.
Well, this is a horrible
story. Any other questions for Lynn?
Thank you.
You may be jumping up again.
Maybe we'll just answer from out there.
We'll put a little roll on. Yes, Susan, do you want to say something else?
Well, yeah, this is a hard one because, true, there's no one of significance that live there. Although it is a characteristic of a type of home and time and place. And I don't see that the integrity of it is compromised that much. It still looks like it could be a livable little cottage. So on those two points, I'm having a problem with it, taking it out of our inventory.
So if I had to call this, we have a split decision right now with the probably.
I mean, it sounds like they're leaning one way or another. I don't know.
So just a sense of the group, you do want to not remove it. I'm just trying to get a sense before we move to it.
At this point, no, I would not
and
vote
Susan.
To have it out of the inventory.
And
if
Susan
it's
is
correct.
I think typical
of the homes that are in that area now.
Okay. We're just finished, just getting a sense. And I assume you would.
I would say to remove it.
So it's it is split decision. Go ahead.
Could I ask staff though, if it stays in the inventory, it doesn't mean that they can't make adjustments to the home or bring in, remodel it. Or,
right.
If it kept in the same character and the feeling of it, it doesn't mean that couldn't be done.
So that is correct. As we've discussed before, renovations are still possible. It's significantly restricted as to what they can do with it in terms of retaining that character, right? Mm-hmm. Much of any kind of addition onto it is going to change the form of that original rectangle and the form of that building when you're dealing with something that's this simple. In addition to that, if indeed there is no foundation under the building, any renovation in order to get a building permit is likely to require taking this structure that may be difficult to hold together, lifting it off the ground to put a new foundation underneath it. And so that process can be very complex and risky for retention of that structure. So it does make any expansion or renovation into a much more complex process.
Look, I think the question back to you two is, have they technically met the findings, or have they satisfied the required findings? Because if they have, I think then we need to decide in favor of removing it. If you can see that, show that they have not, then...
I don't feel they have met the findings.
Which ones have they not? Which ones have they not met?
Number 2, number 3, and number 5. And I feel that we are the Historic Preservation Committee, and this is our role, no matter how hard the decisions sometimes are. So those would be my comments.
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The site plan that we've been given, T1, it indicates that the buildings are to remain. I'm confused.
This is just the current site plan. They have applied for an architecture and site application for the back site because this was subdivided. And so now they're proceeding to determine the significance of this home. And the back site, you can see, has a couple buildings too, but they're accessory structures.
Yeah. I guess the reason I question this is because the back site does specifically say to be removed. And the front site says specifically to remain.
And that was part of the subdivision application. When you are doing a subdivision, we need to know whether buildings are proposed to remain or be removed. When you're creating a new parcel and all you have left on it is an accessory structure, then that can actually be a problem if it's not a primarily allowed use for that zone. So that would explain why they were saying they were going to remove the accessory structure from that building.
From the rear.
From the rear, because that's that would be an accessory use with no primary use. Plus, as Aaron said, we do have an application in for a new house on the rear lot. Whereas the front lot, you know, maintaining those was not a problem because they were able to have the dimensions to maintain the conformity of setbacks for those buildings.
Just in the interest of time, I'm going to suggest we hold this over until we have 5 of us here, because I don't think we're going to break this deadlock.
You could continue if if there is support for that.
Do I need a vote to continue?
Yes, please.
Okay. I suggest we continue this until we have, because we're kind of deadlocked here, and I don't think we're going to come to the end of it in this discussion. So I propose we continue this until next meeting when we have an odd number of us and we can at least decide and come to some decision.
And may I suggest continuing to a date certain of January 24th?
That sounds good to me.
Well, I won't be here on the 24th, so that
won't help.
Fair.
Well, we could continue it to the 24th and see who is here and available.
We have to continue it again. We'll continue it again. So I think just in the interest of, moving this expeditiously, let's continue it to the 24th, and let's see what happens at that point. Do I have a motion to continue this?
I made the motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the motion to continue? All in favor of continuing this?
Aye.
Okay.
That passes.
Motion passes unanimously.
No, I did not.
Oh, motion passed with.
I was waiting for the no.
The motion passed with committee member Quintana saying no, so the three of us did.
I just as a philosophy, I don't think that's a good practice. I think the committee should make decisions based on who is here.
Well, the committee
and
dead,
it can
the,
always be appealed.
The committee is deadlocked, and we voted properly to continue it. So understood and heard. Okay, moving on to the next item.
You have a recusal on this one.
Okay.
Oh, it's me. Sorry.
Get out of here.
Yeah, if you want to just sit out there, we can come and get you. We'll have you and Barry swap.
Oh, that's right.
I'll keep an eye on your bags.
Okay, I'm moving on to agenda item 3, 123 Wilder Ave. And is staff prepared to summarize this for us?
We can start by stating the committee member, Kairos, has left the room. She's recused because of the proximity to her home.
Thank you. So before you this afternoon is a request for approval for technical demolition of an existing contributing structure in the Almond Grove Historic District, located at 123 Wilder Avenue. The staff report kind of lays out what's going on, but I will provide a brief summary. The applicant before us has been brought in by the property owner to pick up and correct the removal of some siding on the house in partial replacement that has resulted in the technical demolition. The applicant is a contractor who did not do the initial work and is looking to help the property owner move forward. Some shingles were removed from the front, apparently due to their condition, so rot, dry rot, and some were replaced. The shingles on the sides and the rear were removed, and some, I believe the right side and the rear, based on what I could see, have been replaced with hardy board lap siding. So the proposal and the request in front of you tonight is for replacement on the sides and the rear with the hardy board lap siding, and then replacement of the missing shingles on the front in kind, as reflected in the building in the plans that have been provided to you. Excuse me. Staff does note that a variance is going to be required and maybe a floor area exception. This is due to the technical demolition status of the house. So it's now considered a new home. So legal nonconformities like an old setback are now, your rights to those are lost, so they have to be re-entitled. There's no plan with the town for any significant demolition beyond the siding replacement and the window replacement. The window replacement is focused in the areas around 10 windows in the living room area. Those are called out on the plans and indicated to be like for like. Staff did provide an addendum, not a desk item, just to provide a baseline of some of the relevant information to Craftsman Architecture, show the variety of siting, and help kind of provide that baseline for the discussion today. That concludes my time, and I'm happy to answer any questions and help guide the discussion.
If anyone might, I have a question for you. Yeah. Did the applicant, how did it come to be that they...
That's a great question, and I glossed over that.
Remove the shingles without approval.
I appreciate the opportunity to clear that. So one of the building inspectors in the town that's very familiar with Almond Grove contacted me and said, hey, what's going on with this property? They're removing shingles. Do we have permits for that? And we said, we did a search, we didn't, we did a site visit, checked it out, saw that there was some significant work going on. At that time, we reached out to, I believe there was another permit on file that I think Jose was already working on, the applicant.
No,
it was not the siding removal, it was a different one. That was the only contact information that we had on the house. So we reached out to him and let them know to stop, that a stop work issue was issued and a building violation was issued. And from that point forward, our applicant today has moved forward to submit the architecture inside application that's needed and pay the fees and the fines, and we're moving forward with him on trying to move this project through the architectural design process.
Any explanation for why they didn't, weren't aware?
Was I've never had contact with the person that did the work. Okay. So, but apparently from the materials provided in our report, it looks like there was some rot and termite issues, and our applicant may be able to shed some more light on that.
Any other questions of staff?
I have a question for staff. So what the previous builder, contractor put on was the hardy board.
That's correct.
And so he could have chosen another kind of wood, real wood to replace, or he could have chosen something like poly ash as well.
Yes, regardless of their choice of material, mm-hmm. There was still a building violation
yes.
occurring because
yes.
in order to allow like-for-like replacement, there need, mm-hmm. that needs to go through staff, or to change the siding from one to another, it would need to go through HPC and then staff. There's exemptions carved out in the definition of historic demolition, but all those require at least staff's involvement, and that step was skipped. And by the time we got out there, it was well beyond the demolition thresholds.
Thank you.
Lee?
The gable on the side of the house,
yes.
do you know what was originally there?
I believe the photos I pulled from the a previous real estate listing, if you look at this photo here, it's really faint, but you can see on that cross gable that there was shingle siding up in there. Up in that gable
but
end?
Did it have the same pattern as the shed?
I can't tell from that angle if it had the scallops or if it just had the flat bottom shingles. So I don't know, and it was gone by the time we got out there.
But that's fairly.
Okay, any other questions of staff? Okay, the applicant's obviously here.
Yeah.
Welcome and happy for you to speak.
Okay, my Jose De La O. So I'm the new contractor that this homeowner hired to get this project moving. He's not married to the idea of having a hardy board. So if the shingles is what you want, he's okay with it, the homeowner. We just want to move forward from this point on. If I could say anything, yeah, the hardy board was a bad decision. Because it's not even, it's not wood or it doesn't look like anything that he has on the home, but there is a part of the house in the front where there is shingles removed, and it looks like the original siding of the house was lap siding. I'm not sure if that helps the homeowner.
Great.
With keeping the hardy board.
Okay, great. Questions of the applicant?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I understand. When you say the owner is willing to use wood shingles instead of the hardy board, are you referring to the entire house or
yeah.
just
yeah he just wants to move forward from like I said decisions that he's made if the hardy board is accepted he'll accept that too.
And the other question I had was that in looking at the pictures it appears to me that the termite damage is largely in the attached or the detached building in the back
that's the garage
yeah.
which originally, it wasn't on the plan to repair, but since he's going through this, he says might as well put it in the plan to repair.
Okay.
Through the chair, I can offer that being an architecture and site application to your point, we are going through the staff technical review process, and that was a question that was brought up during technical review, is what the status was of the garage and if any works proposed on the garage. So that's something that can be discussed today.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
Any other questions of the applicant? Okay. Feel free to go back to your seat. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Any member of the public wish to speak on this? Okay, hearing none. Committee members can discuss.
Well, I can say I'm very pleased. I mean, I think it's great that the owner would like to put it back to how it should be.
Yeah, I agree. It's clear to me that originally this house had the tongue and groove, what is it called, siding. It's not a lap siding, but it's, and it looking at the picture, it looks like
siding that would be typical from a house that was built anywhere from the 1885 to 1900. I mean, it's fairly old. But obviously, it's been totally reshingled a long time ago, so that I don't think we can require them to go back to the original shingle, I mean, to the original siding. But I would have been very unwilling to approve this had we not agreed to doing the shingling on the rest of the house without the hardy board, because that really doesn't reflect the architecture of the house. Maybe if it had been similar to the original, it could be acceptable, but it's just overlapping. My question is on that side. It is so typical on these type of houses. My house is just like this. It has the siding on the bottom, on the ends of the roof. It is shingle, and it's slightly more fancy shingle on the second story. So those are my concerns. I do not remember looking at the plan. Are we replacing all of the windows in the front? And what are they being replaced? They're being replaced. What are they being replaced with?
You want to answer that?
Thank you. So the plans that have been provided show on this sheet A2 here. You'll see the note is, it's faint to read in printed, but on full-size plans, where these arrows are pointing are the 10 replacement windows, so it's all in the living room, and I think it's called a study on the plans in the front portion of the house. And my recollection, I can't read it with my bad eyes, is that they were like-for-like replacements, but they would be wood-framed windows with dual-glazed, double-hung wood-framed windows. Is what it reads there.
With the same lights.
And that's something that we don't have the details on, but that's something that could be included in the motion to clarify through the architecture and site process that the windows match like for like, including the lights. And through the chair, I'll offer to Ms. Quintana's point about the gable end on that cross gable. That's something that could also be discussed or included in a motion, perhaps to match that front-facing gable in the with the scalloped and the ornate design.
So, anything else?
Yeah, the windows in the rest of the house, they have been replaced as part of the previous work?
They were there? They're the old windows.
Okay, including the little...
Yeah, they're old. They're still old. The new ones are the ones that were retired. Okay. And they're wood, double hung, just like the old ones, but, you know, with the energy.
And we don't know when those were put in.
The windows on the rear, there was that addition outlined in the staff report in 1987. There was a building permit for demolition of a rear portion of the residence and construction of an addition, and then a new primary bedroom upstairs. So there was obviously some new windows put in there. I did not, I'm trying to read this quickly, I don't recall seeing additional window replacements in the record. There wasn't a ton of information on this house. The biggest thing that occurred was the 87 addition, but prior to 87, we just didn't find anything beyond what's shown on the Sanborn maps for the changes in the footprint.
And they're not looking to replace those windows,
no.
Right? So I think that's beyond our purview right now.
It's beyond
anything
our
else?
Purview, but it does appear to me that the right side, at some time, the window configuration looks like it was changed, because that's a... I'm just wondering whether they added on there with those two little windows on the back. And not saying that it has to go back to what it was before,
yeah.
But I would hate to see it changed in the future any more than it
Well, I think that's not in front of us today. But I just want to say, you know, I have no... issue really with approving this. I think the question I have for staff is, you know, for a homeowner in this dark district not to be aware that you know, making an alteration to the exterior of their home isn't something that's going to have approval, surprises me. And I guess the question is, you know, what when someone buys a home, when someone owns a home, do we make efforts to inform and educate the people who are in the start in a historic home as to what their obligations are? Because I can say maybe they did it. I have no idea. Maybe they did it on purpose. Maybe they did it by accident. But have we provided as a town the required information to people so they're well informed? Someone might have said, "Oh, there's dry rot. I'm just going to fix it." That can't be. That can't require approval.
Thank you for that question. So, when someone is considering buying a property and they come in and they look for information about it, yes, we would absolutely give them information about it being in a historic district and how that affects what they could do to the house. However, when a purchase is occurring between two private parties, that doesn't necessarily involve the town at all if they don't come to us with questions. When they are doing work, one would hope that they would check in with the town to see whether it triggers a building permit or other permit requirement. But a lot of the time, if they don't come in and ask for permission, then it's discovered in process, as this one was.
Okay, I don't know that much. We have much more. The motion here is a little bit complicated. Somebody, any more discussion? Because I think, is someone ready to make a motion? Lee, do you want to make the complicated motion?
If you can just list the details that you are specifically recommending.
I would say, yes, the more detailed is that the existing hardy siding will be replaced with shingles, as it apparently has been for quite a while, and that the gable ends reflect the side gable end reflects the same kind of pattern as the front gable that is still in place.
And just to put the front end on that, we're not
that showing in the plan.
Just to put the front end on that, we're requesting, the motion is to give approval for a technical demolition of this property at 123 Wilder Ave with those conditions. Is that?
And it doesn't remove it from the historic
industry. That's correct.
And the windows, is there a windows issue?
And the front windows maintain as the same type of grid.
Is that clear enough, staff? Yep. Okay, second?
I second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay.
This is a recommendation, so there are no appeal rights.
Okay, great. And I will take off if this is a little
cheap. Okay.
A little cheap box.
What?
Is
that a little
cheap box?
I have it right here.
You have
my cheap box. I know you gave it to me because you're gone all the time. Oh, well, we're in Mass Hall now, aren't we?
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that I have a lot of trouble finding it.
Sorry.
We can.
Okay, thank you. So moving forward on our next item, number 4, which is at 215 Nassau Avenue. We first will open the hearing and have a summary from staff.
And we'll start again just to state that Barry Cheskin is recused from this item. He's choosing to abstain, so he is out of the room.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon. On October 25th of this year, the committee reviewed preliminary plans for the project on 215 Nassau, and where the committee requested to provide an alternative window styling with divided light, and also to provide a photo sample of the proposed metal chimney flue, and also to retain and enhance the proposed stone accents around the foundation. And the applicant has provide an updated plan with the requested information. And this concludes the stats presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Committee members have any questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll move forward with our applicant, our architect, Jay Plate.
All right. We've got two today.
Thank you.
So, I think we came before you with other business. It's been a prelim review, and I think all was in order, but there was a question to look at the an alternate on the windows, possibly. So, this configuration is the, let's do this. Proposed just clear windows with no lights. The house is a mix of both. The owners prefer no lights, and because it's a mix, that's what you know. That's what we would like to do. This depicts the idea that we talked about with the windows having a four light breakup. Doors would remain clear, and then. This is a more of a craftsman style that was also mentioned, but I don't think this really fits on the house. It's not a craftsman house. It's more of a cottage. And we're going to keep the architecture pretty much the same as what it is, just kind of a cottagey 1950s house that it is. We don't want to break away from that. The porch will remain as it is. We'll modify the rail. Just like I believe I submitted, hopefully it's in your package, a photo of the house I did it on University, what we would do with the front rail. My printer was down today, so I couldn't make that. Do you have that, Suri? There it is.
Okay. Remind me again.
Yeah, so this
house here.
So
we
would do a rail similar to this.
Oh.
So, because right now it has just spindles. It's very, it doesn't look good. It's too tall. It's too skinny. It's too big. It doesn't fit, but we'll mimic this. This element exists, would stay, but we would just replace the rail, and the columns are going to stay that are there now.
And the windows are going to be replaced with windows?
Doors.
No, this is a different house. This is just the example of the front rail.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're saying this is not craftsman style house?
No, this one is.
That one is, but you're this saying that not. One is not? Because it no. looks craftsman to me in the photos.
No, the I wouldn't say house. It is. I think it's just a wood house. Craftsman would have, you know, the typical tails and brackets and different things like that. I don't think it has any style. It's just a wood house, 1950s.
It did. The house now, though, does have the lights on the right-hand side of the window.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a
that
mix.
That was the only thing.
Yeah, it's a mix of windows. Yeah, clear and lights.
So you've brought to us our two choices of windows with different lights, and then you're changing the front.
Well, yeah, this was always from the initial thing. We would like to change the rail. The rail that's on it now is nothing that's has any historic value. It's
well, not the rail, but the windows behind.
Yeah,
the
window. Yeah, that we would do the doors in the front. Again, the house is not historic, so
it is in a historic district, though.
Exactly, but it's not a historic house, so.
But it's in a historic district, which is very important.
No, I understand that.
Yes. Well, I don't know when we have to start the conversation on this, but I personally think it looks way too modern. Like the windows, it says they were enlarged from the original house. I think it looks very modern. And having those bifold doors in the front is also something that doesn't exist at all in the neighborhood.
Well, what we could do, the reason that we have them is because they have the advantage of they have a very large porch. So their porch is not like a normal house. Again, so that's not typical of a historic house. If you look at the floor plan, again, the house was not built back in the day. It has an extremely large porch. Mm-hmm. Most porches are only this big. So this actually works as a living space. And so they would like to take advantage of it. Now, as far as the doors go, we can make these look like French doors, not like bifolds, and we can do a lock rail. You know, that would break those up. And then it would have more of a traditional look to it.
I don't understand the lock rail.
And if we did that, that would go mm-hmm. with either clear windows, like we proposed, that are sort of there now, or it would go with the windows that have been broken up.
What do you mean a lock rail?
A lock rail is if you have a door, a French door,
mm-hmm.
and typically they're just one light. They have a larger bottom rail, right? And the door slides open. So if you come over here, a lock rail is typical. We've done this a lot. I did a lot of these with Glenn. You come across like this,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a bar right here where the door handle is. And that's called a lock rail. And we've done a lot of these throughout the years in the district, as opposed to just a clear door.
What about those windows over here?
These are doors, so these would be a lock rail too. We would make all the doors match the same all the way around. They would all have a lock rail. If it's desired to break them up.
It's the painting in the windows that I think is the most important thing that.
What's that?
The character of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The existing.
Well, the character is staying the same. We're not changing it. We're not trying to make something that it's not. And it fits into the scale of the neighborhood. We set back the addition from the front. We've set it back from the sides. We've set it back from the rear. We're also hemmed in by these mature trees. And we're not encroaching, we're not changing the footprint of the house. Right now, this is a carport, it'll become enclosed. And everything fits between. There's the tree here, and there's a tree here. And this is the footprint of the house that exists, and our addition is fitting right in there. This addition right here, we're going to cantilever this so there's no disruption to the root zone of the tree.
I just have a comment on your comment that older houses don't have large front porches.
No, deep front porches like
deep
this.
Deep front porches.
Yeah, that's it's.
How
yeah.
deep is that porch?
The one right now, or this one that exists.
See the side of the
mm-hmm.
house from the street.
Even the window is
a double
hung. Yeah. It's about 10 feet inside from wall to inside a rail, so it's, you know, 11, 12 feet overall.
I live in an old house that has a 12-foot depth porch, so, and there are many others that I see.
Yeah, but in this district, it's unusual for that because all the houses are small.
That's the other one.
Up on Glen Ridge, there are some deeper ones, yeah. But again, we're not changing the footprint.
Can you give me some examples of other homes in either just pre-1941 or in historic districts that have that type of opening door to a porch?
Yeah, there's one that we're doing on Tate, getting a building permit for right now that's done that way. The ones that I've done are that way. Again, on a deeper porch like this, that we would do that, but if they're appropriate doors, I don't see an issue. if they're done in a historic style, and if we introduce a lock rail, then we would have that. You're not, this house is set so far back, you're not gonna read so much that they're doors. You're gonna read like a window, just like there's a window there now. The only difference is this is a door.
How far up does that lock rail go?
The what?
How far up does
it's at the door handle. It's at 3 feet.
I'm still having problems with that. I could understand having French doors there, just a pair. Even that I don't think I've seen in any other house in the neighborhood nearby, or for that matter, I can't think of any. But
yeah. Well, again, we're just trying to gain use of the porch because it's there and it was built that way. And I think it's, in this case, it's justified that those doors would get used and that porch would get utilized for their living area. That's why they would like it.
And it couldn't get utilized. If you're saying it's utilized for their living area, that sounds like the next step would be to propose to enclose that area.
No, it's an outdoor space. We wouldn't enclose it. There's no reason to.
Please explain to me why a porch outside cannot be used as a living area simply because it doesn't have a direct door, but you have to go out through the front door.
Well, because they want it to flow inside and out. The kitchen, the dining room, they want this whole thing to function. And one of the things the design guidelines asks us to do is to create porches, because they want to encourage people to be out in the front of their house and interact with people coming by. And so we're providing what the design guidelines are asking for. And this just happens to be a case where this lends itself to it because of the side of the porch that exists. We're not creating this porch, it's already there.
So could we look back over at the... So the doors are like French, they open out, right?
Right now there are no doors there, are there?
No, it's a window. These doors we would open the doors in.
It'd be like a bifold or trifold. Yeah.
But there'd only be three doors. They wouldn't be like, a lot of people put in bifold doors that are very narrow and they look like windows and they're very contemporary. These will not be that way. These are going to look like French doors. And if you want the lock rail, we can do the lock rail. But they're going to be substantial doors. They're not going to look like a window that's a folding wall. It's not going to be that way. They're going to look like French doors. And there are three of them.
Yeah, and if just for a moment through the vice chair, if that's okay. I want to check in. This did come at this part for a preliminary review by the HPC. And this is an aspect that hasn't changed since that preliminary review.
No,
okay.
It was.
So I just wanted to check in, on that, and we want to make sure that the HPC is comfortable with making a recommendation on this. But I also just, in terms of our process, wanting to make sure that we are checking in and make sure that we're not bringing up too much in terms of new concerns hasn't changed.
Yeah, I think what triggered it is we were focusing on the windows, and then it came more apparent as the windows changed. I think the focus then went to these full glass,
the ones that weren't changing,
and so that I think triggered maybe some kind tweaking the doors.
Yeah, well, we had that extensive conversation about the different styles of windows, and that's why we went.
Yeah.
We followed the exact direction of the four light and also of the Craftsman style.
So you're not putting any four light over on this side?
No. They would all be this. If you want the lights, then we'll make them all the same.
Oh, okay.
It's just that when we revise the drawing, this is the example.
Okay.
So if you want the lights, this is what it'll see. If you want the lock rail, we can introduce the lock rail.
Right. The lights on the door,
and then if you
well.
Don't, yeah, or if the clear windows are okay, and that's what the owner would like, and then we'll go with clear windows, and that shows. And it can be a combination. We can do the clear windows, and we can still do the lock wall.
Okay. So I think we could move on to the chimney. Because that would be the question.
Can you do the lights above the lock rail?
Yeah, but I don't think that. I think in this case, it would, if we did the lights above the lock rail, then we also would need to do something below.
Okay.
And they probably wouldn't line up. So I don't think that's something that you don't see. You either see lights or a lock rail. You don't see a combination of both a lock rail and lights. So they'd have to, we'd have to put lights in the whole thing, or we would do a lock rail with no lights.
What does the door look like?
The door's front door.
Door.
Yeah, I would really like to see.
The front door is there. The door, it will be a door that's going to be, you barely see it because of the porch, but it will have a piece of glass here with a lower panel,
mm-hmm.
not glass. So it will be a more formal door.
Are we supposed to save our discussion amongst the three of us, or should we talk?
This is really about having questions and discussions with the applicant.
We're just doing it with the applicant.
And then
this side here also would have the.
Well, yeah, if you want the lock rail or lights here, or we can do that. But I think that I just need to know which the way it is, and just to express what the owner would like is what's there. But we can, you can do the four lights,
right?
And you can do lock rails, or
mm-hmm.
you can do lock rails and leave these clear and do a lock rail.
Well, I think
or
we're
you
pretty
can
much
do
for the lights, so I don't think anyone.
Yeah. And are those bifold doors on that side as well?
French doors. They're going to look just like these.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is one extra panel here, but they're going to look the same.
Okay, I think we have enough questions. Do you have any other questions, or should we?
Well, I was just one other question. Could you duplicate what you have on the front door on those other doors?
The front door here?
Yeah.
Yes, we could do that too. We could do a door where there's a solid panel at the bottom, do this all the time too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the glass up here, and then this is the panel that's inset. This generally, it looks like very utilitarian if we raise it up. So if we do this without glass, then we would lower this down. So the door handle would probably be about right there. And so this would be maybe 2 feet, 2'6" off the ground to that point, instead of up here with the lock rail. And then this is solid, it's wood, there's no glass. And then the glass is here. And those are done
mm-hmm.
all over town.
Okay, well, I think we'll move on to the chimney.
Yeah, okay, so then we included in here somewhere. Yeah, this would be the extension. I also have a photo. There's a house I saw next to another one that I'm doing. And the example on this, I think the shape looks really good. The color doesn't because they just use sheet metal, but we wouldn't do that. And what we would do is you have the brick, that our brick is painted. And then what we would do is we probably would sandblast it, clean it up, and then that metal extension would be it wouldn't be just plain sheet metal like that that would rust. It would be bonderized copper or zinc. It would be a more attractive metal. That's just as inexpensive as you could do something. But that shape is good. It fits on the chimney, and it's just that you're seeing. So the idea of this photo is to show you the shape more than the color, because we wouldn't do a chimney like that. And then this was taken out of a book, and that shows a metal chimney extension as opposed to something round against a composition roof that we're going to have on this.
And the chimney itself is going to be painted brick?
No, well, it exists as brick down below, but we need to extend it because we're doing a second story addition.
Why can't it be brick all the way up?
That's a possibility. We can do that, but if we do that, we have to make sure that there's already steel in the chimney, and then also when it goes all the way up, there's nothing to tie it to. So this one, they use ties, which they didn't need. With the metal chimney, you only need, if anything, maybe a wire that you hardly see. But if we do, if we were to extend this up independent of this, then we're going to have very heavy steel ties that are going to hold that up in place in case of an earthquake. So, and if this was moved over, then we could probably integrate something in, but we have, you know, we've kept the addition in, so we need to extend this up. And if we have to do it in brick, I mean, if that's something you'd like to see, then we would find a way to do it, and we get reinforce this so we can get that done.
Oh, I thought, well, at our last meeting, it was not possible to do it in brick.
No, it would only be possible to do it in brick if we do heavy ties. So okay. Even if we can do it in brick,
yeah.
If there's steel in here and we can extend it, then that's very heavy in an earthquake. Mm-hmm. So then we have to tie it back into the house with steel ties.
Okay.
Which is around town too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking about full brick or brick veneer?
No, in this case, this is a masonry chimney. So if we extend it with brick, then we have to build the chimney up out of brick. It's going to be a real masonry chimney.
Okay, Mike, I guess, let me rephrase my question. Can you use the metal chimney and face it with brick veneer to match the lower brick? And would that alleviate?
No, we would have to do it out of wood, not out of metal. And then we... It probably wouldn't matter. It would be something that hasn't been done. It probably would be, if you want to do that, then it probably would probably have to find a way to just extend this out of masonry. Because to put wood on top of here, you have the same toppling. See, this is very light, right? But once we put wood up here.
Why? I'm not understanding. Is it impossible to use the lightweight metal and then put a brick veneer directly on the lightweight metal?
I don't know how practical that is. If you're going to do that, then we probably would be better off finding a way to just extend this up with brick, right? So it either should be metal, because if we do that, we're introducing more weight again. Okay. That could be a solution, and it could do it, but I don't know mechanically if that's going to work.
I think if you're not okay with this
and you need brick, we'll find a way to make it brick, whether we do it clad or however we do it.
Okay.
But if we can make the metal chimney flue work, and it's going to be out of an attractive metal like a bonderized galvanized or copper, something like that, or zinc, then that's what it will be. It won't just be, you know, plain sheet metal like this. It'll be an attractive metal. But if that's not okay, then we'll find a way to do it in brick.
Okay. So I think we'll close the meeting. Close the,
okay.
The applicant's.
That's easy, sir.
And we'll move on with the committee and conversation. And I'll start. My thoughts are for a brick chimney with braces to hold it in place. My thoughts are to have all windows 2x2, the doors with the suggested, what did you say?
The lock rail or the panel.
The lock.
Or the panel.
The panel on the two front windows and the two side to the right, and then the front door also with the wood panel below with glass. So those would be my suggestions.
Could go through the length doors again, other than the front door.
Pardon?
Could you repeat what you were saying?
Oh, the front door only with the wood panel and the glass. The two front windows, which will now be three, that's a sliding.
The bifolding.
Yeah. Bifolding with the, what did you say
the,
that?
The lock rail.
Lockwell.
Yeah.
And then lockwell on the other.
On these.
Yes.
The bedroom.
On the sliding doors.
Yeah. Those are French doors.
French doors.
Yeah.
I'd like to make some comments. Sure. I have very strong feelings about this. I would not allow the bifold doors. I don't care what they look like. I think it's setting a precedent to allow that. And that house is like in the center of the almond grove, and allowing those kind of doors at the front of the house will just set a precedent for anyone else who wants to add those types of doors to their house. And I understand like a homeowner wanting them, but it really adds like a modern element to the house, I feel. And I don't think you can put that in that neighborhood. And I feel like the glazing in general, I wasn't here for the first meeting, but there is a lot of glazing on the front of that house. And that is not typical in the neighborhood. Like I would have said at the beginning, not that much glazing. And even like this center window, that's like a hallway.
It's
into
not
the bathroom from the floor plan. There's like a dresser or something below it.
Well, we did it for solar access. We want to get morning light in here because it's very dark with the trees. So the whole idea is to get solar access to the house.
I understand that, but like, it's in a historic district, and if anyone wants to change their house, they're not allowed to just put a bunch of openings in their house.
What's the square footage on this?
Yeah, but this is consistent with what's there. It's not. We're not trying to do something that's
not there.
I read
that they made all of the window openings bigger than what's existing.
Okay, let's.
This is a bay window, and we're keeping the glazing there. But go ahead.
The combination of all of this glass, the glass door, and this glass, plus these and these, I just feel like it's a lot of glazing, and I'm surprised that it would go through
the
first
time. What is the square footage on this house?
We're under our floor area ratio.
Yeah, it's a small house. Are those lights that are coming down on the from the roof line on that right here? What are those?
These?
Yes.
They're brackets.
Brackets. Okay.
So we're giving a little bit of form to the roof of bracket supports of wood.
I see.
So yeah, it's not that we're doing. This is not a modern house. You know, the siding is going to match what's there. We're going to do the three lap siding, which is typical of a wood house of any generation, and it's in the historic district. The windows, the style of the windows, whether they're clear or this, fit within the district.
It's a small house.
And the rail does too.
So do you have comments?
Sorry, through the vice chair, I believe you had moved on to discussion.
Yes.
So it might be easier for the discussion to flow. Maybe Jay, if we just ask you to sit back on the benches for a moment. We keep getting into further discussions and questions of you, and we want
to
move them.
I'm here to answer questions.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. We just want to make sure the meeting keeps moving.
So Lee, what are your comments?
I thoroughly agree with what's been said about the front doors. And I'm trying to find a picture of the existing house. I see the picture of the house, I think, next door, two doors down, but I don't see a picture that we can see what's in the front.
I mean, this one, I have it here, but there's a lot of trees around it, so
it's basically the footprint of the bottom of the house.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I should have that here too. Okay, got it.
So what I'm hearing from my two committee members is that you want a redesign
of the front porch.
Yeah, I would not allow those kind of folding doors in the front of a home in a historic neighborhood, even if the house was originally built after 1940.
I would like to have a better idea of what the brick chimney will actually look like.
Well, I also have concerns about a metal chimney like that.
Well, it wouldn't be metal. We'd have it brick.
If it can be brick, yeah.
No, I had my chimney done with half brick, so you could, when it was torn down. So I think the chimney, it could be brick. I don't think we have an issue there. I think the issue now is
the front facade of the house feeling too modern, too much glass.
The issue I see with the brick chimney is not so much that it's brick, but its relationship to the house that I don't see similarly in any other house.
Well, there's no other options. If you want to have the chimney, it has to be there because the house, it can't be involved with the house where it's placed. So I think we should move forward with a motion if we want a redesign of the front of the house.
And through the vice chair, I've actually heard some pretty specific recommendations mm-hmm. from the committee about having the chimney be presented in brick all mm-hmm. the way up, having the 2x2, the windows with the divided lights, mm-hmm. And not having a bifold door.
Mm-hmm.
And so, depending on how you all are feeling, whether giving that kind of direction as guidance as this project moves through the planning permit process, that is one option,
okay.
Unless you would like to see it returned to the committee.
I would rather not return to the committee, but
I would like to see it returned.
Okay. Yeah, I think these are major changes that we should see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make a motion for that?
I would like to make a motion to have the project returned to the committee.
With those?
With the changes that we discussed.
Okay.
Concerning the porch doors possibly not being triple fold or bifold doors, but rather something.
And the French doors?
Yeah, and the French doors.
And the front door?
And the front door.
And the chimney. Those were the main concerns.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand. That's not specific enough.
Through the vice chair, I think if we can focus on the maker of the motion to make the motion, get a second, and then have a discussion for friendly amendments, it would help the process move along.
Okay, mm-hmm.
I'll second it. And I'd like to recommend that the question of the front doors be more specific, not just removing the bifold doors, but is your intent to have just two French doors,
mm-hmm.
or are you okay with three doors?
I think it should be two French doors.
Okay, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hung up on the fact that the front windows are the face of the house, and taking out the panes really, I think, changes their affect.
Taking out the panes.
I think all the glazing should have panes.
Okay.
They are.
Personally, including the porch doors.
Yeah, they are.
Doors.
They would all have panes.
No, I think.
Except the porch.
Yeah, she's saying.
I think the front porch and the side porch should all have panes in them.
So through the vice chair, just to clarify, to understand, because as staff, we need to be able to summarize what you're saying
mm-hmm.
and provide the direction very clearly to the applicant. It sounds like the relative to the, we're going to call them folding doors in the front
mm-hmm.
at the porch, the direction to the applicant is to change those to two French doors with divided light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put words
yes.
in anyone's mouth. And similarly to the two side doors that are currently French doors that are just clear, to introduce divided lights to those as well.
Yes.
To match what would be done on the front.
Mm-hmm.
There are other items that have been discussed today that we would appreciate guidance on for the applicant. And we can go one by one, the chimney. And then I think, correct me, we'll probably have a motion and a second on the table, but the chimney, and moving forward with metal, full brick, wood with veneer.
Full
there was
brick.
Discussion of, you
full
know,
brick, I would say.
The need for bracing,
mm-hmm.
but full brick.
Could be brick veneer. It doesn't have to be solid.
Yeah,
right. Okay. And we'll have the applicant return with to show the bracing if needed. And relative to the windows, not the doors, the applicant provided a couple different options, and we'd be looking for clarification on that.
He could bring some options.
Well, we have the options in front of us.
Yeah, there are
three
options here.
Yeah, there's clear glazed, and I don't have the plans for it, but I think it was full divided lights or 2/1.
2/2.
They're 2/2.
2/2.
4. So I would say if it's just a matter of changing the French doors and adding lights, then we can just go ahead and do that. And if you want the chimney to be brick, we'll just go ahead and do it.
So what's the
we don't have to come back.
What's the committee's direction on the front windows? Or on not the front windows, the windows on the house.
The 2/2.
2/2. Throughout the house.
And let's just clarify when we say the French doors with the lights, what are we really meaning?
I mean, it's a big opening, almost the whole width of the porch.
As currently shown,
mm-hmm.
Correct? Now there's three doors. The direction to the applicant is to reduce that down to two.
Which means the opening
so
would be smaller.
The opening would take up less of a proportion of the width,
mm-hmm.
and then you would be introducing divided light in the
within the whole door.
Top to bottom.
Okay, and then the last piece, it wasn't a point of contention, but it was a discussion, was the front door as drawn, which was a single pane over a solid recessed panel.
Right. There seemed support or no concern over that, but we would invite any comments.
We like one with what he had presented, but if he presented another option, that could be an option as well. If it went with
so
this.
I mean, and you're one voice, of course, but your position is you support as it's drawn,
yeah.
And we can hear from the other members.
Support mm-hmm. as his new, the wood panel below and the
okay.
glass
yeah.
on top.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of procedure, we have a motion on the table to return.
Shall we vote?
We can vote, but
okay.
I think the motion may need to be amended, and I can summarize this one more time,
okay.
And you can accept them as the friendly amendment to the motion. The seconder would need to agree, if that's okay?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion on the table is to return to another meeting to revise the folding front doors at the front porch from three panels down to two as French doors with divided lights.
And narrower opening.
There'll be naturally a narrow open, but that's it. Okay. And the chimney would be full brick or veneer brick, and to show the bracing on the drawings as needed.
Mm-hmm.
That the windows on the balance of the house would be divided lights with 2/2. That the side doors would be the French doors as shown, but they would be divided lights to match the revised doors on the front porch. And that the front door could be maintained as drawn.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then is to the maker of the motion and the seconder if that is an amendment that you would accept.
An acceptable.
Yes, it is an acceptable.
Yes,
summary.
And I'll second it.
So Lee and Thomas seconded.
Can we just make this condition so we can speed up the process and keep going? Because we won't be able to get back here for this till January sometime.
The motion at this time is to return to see those changes.
I'm just saying that if we make the corrections, just if I accept them now, is there a way to do that?
So
we can speed the process up on getting permits for the house.
So I understand your request. Unfortunately, we do have a motion on the table with specific direction that is to return. So I think we need to take a vote on that motion.
I would, if staff knows what we would like to see, the changes, I would feel comfortable with those changes being made and not returned. But
yeah, as described by Sean, I think we do have a pretty good understanding
mm-hmm.
of what the committee is looking for, but that would be a proposed amendment. We'd need to check in with the.
Is it possible as a compromise that staff forward to us the revised drawing so we can say okie dokie or no, we want to see it again?
Unfortunately, that's not something we could do outside of a public hearing.
So okay. The question would be if there's any real changes, if he says I can't do the chimney like that, then it would have to come back.
Yes.
I think we should just have him return personally. That's, I think, the best solution.
Changes that I think we should have it returned.
So it sounds like the maker of the motion is not accepting the friendly amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So then I guess it passes that you have to return.
So let's do the vote.
Oh. Okay, so the
all in
the
favor,
motion,
right?
All in favor.
Aye.
Returning.
Aye.
Oh, returning. Oh.
So we are coming back or not?
Yes. Yes. So that passes unanimously because it is a return to the committee. There are no appeal rights, and I will go get our chair to have him rejoin us.
Okay.
All my stuff spread out.
Yeah, that is business here.
Oh, you're. Oh,
yeah,
you're
I've got one more.
Now, one
more.
Okay, so can I just. So we are here to look at item 5, 101 Casa Grande, and that's a preliminary review for exterior alterations and construction of an addition to a pre-existing. To an existing pre-1941 single-family residence. Sean, do you want to summarize?
Yes, thank you. I will briefly summarize the application. As the chair said, this is a preliminary review. The project includes removal of a non-original addition that is not in the same style as the rest of the house. That's provided. Details on that are shown in the staff report. The applicant is proposing an addition on that side of the house in the same style of the matching materials and details. A component of the project is also to expand the basement slightly, which is currently served by described as a small tunnel to the outside, to expand that basement, to widen it and make it a little bit more formal and livable. That would also probably accomplish some interior floor plan changes. The applicant may be able to expand on that if there are questions, and I think it would involve rebuilding and replacement of the existing tile patio above that area.
Yeah, it's leaking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does the committee have any questions for staff? I know the applicant's here.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so the current addition is sitting out here like this. It's pretty bad, you can see from the photos. So they have a growing family now and two kids, and they would like to create a family room and a guest room for the parents on the main level. And the design that we would do here would be in keeping with the existing architecture. We would match the roof, which is very much like, if you know my building, on Bean Avenue, it's that same. I don't know if you went out to see the building here, yeah. But we'll source that material, and then it will be placed with grout as close as we can get it, on the tile. The project, it's like a knoll top here. So this depicts an existing retaining wall, and so we're just going to stay on top of this flat area here. And there's really nowhere to go these other directions with an addition. This is the area here, so the basement exists right now like this underneath here. And there's a tunnel that leads out that daylights right here. So when you look at the elevation right here, there's a planter here. And then the ground, for all intents and purposes, the natural grade is like this. and there's a door that's cut in here that leads out, and they just want to expand and create two offices here. That would, you know, look down the hill. This is not even visible from Pollard, I believe, with all the growth. This would be the addition area right here. This is the house in the background. We would match the steel window. That's the other thing. So we'll match the roof and the steel windows. We have a company down in San Luis Obispo that will match the steel profiles of the windows. And I think that would basically cover it. The detail here will match these columns here that we build, will match the existing columns at the rear of the house. So we're going to just duplicate as we go through. Same with the window trim as it exists. Some of the windows have trim, other windows don't. Some windows have iron, and you know, we're not proposing to add any more iron around the windows.
See that again? The last thing?
Yeah. So, yeah, the original house was from here, this direction. And then this is the current addition is right here, so we'll take that out, and then we'll build a new addition to the edge of the house here. So no second story, nothing like that.
And you it's all in the back, and it's all
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Where is the deck?
The deck is here. Well, it would be along this elevation here. So the deck would be back here, but it exists. So on the floor plan, so this is the front of the house over here, and this is the back, and this deck exists right now as it comes around. But it's not, it's hard to say it's a deck. It's a filled flat area. So over this area where the tunnel is, it's a deck. But out here it's just a tile floor on grade, and it'll stay that way. And then when this gets expanded to daylight, it's all going to match. And then this area out here, right now we have a landscape architect engaged, and this will probably become landscape. And we will take the deck away, or the tile, the paving, and this will become a garden.
But you don't have any elevations as is of this side of the house and that side of the house.
Yeah, well, the photos show.
I know, but it's hard to tell from the photos exactly what's being changed. Like, there's all this glazing in the back.
Yeah, well, there's French doors
here. Like, what does it look like now?
Well, there's French doors right here that are behind, but this is just we're going to enclose the porch with the conservatory. And then if you look at the photos that were submitted, it would help to look at those along with this.
Like, this is the part that's going to be closed in?
They're just going to, all that's going to stay in there, okay? But the between the columns, they want to enclose it as a conservatory. So they'll do a glass wall that will be steel and glass. And that's depicted right here, okay? And
they can keep these exactly how they are and still put glass in there, or those are going to have to be changed, the columns?
Nope, they're going to be able to, we're going to sculpt that steel around those, into those columns. We're going to scarp it right in. Mm-hmm. It's going to be built to fit. It's going to be like a cabinet, but it's just going to be steel and glass. Okay. And then this end here is going away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this right here, so this shows, this is the addition. Let's see, I think there were some other photos that I submitted.
Let's see.
I can zero in on what you're asking there, where it starts and stops.
A lot of these windows.
Yeah, see, this is the front, nothing's happening there.
I think it starts with the...
I think there were photos that I sent in, though, right?
We just had the one starting there. We just received the ones of the addition. Okay.
So this is all going away. We're taking this away, and we'll do the addition out here. This is going away. This was done illegally. What was that? It was done like in the 1980s sometime, we thought.
Like a
Yeah, but there's no permits on it. It looks like a mobile home. Again, nothing back here other than we're going to, we'll do the bifolding doors here, and then this is where we're going to do the conservatory steel glazing.
Wait, so there's going to be bifold doors put in?
Bifold doors?
No, there'll be French doors.
Yeah.
I think they'll show right here. Oh, they're going to be right here. So we're going to have French doors here. And we're going to have French doors here. And they'll lay this way. And then glazing there.
But that's all glazing, enclosing the porch.
Yes, this is an existing porch that's covered with.
Are these doors changing?
They're going to stay in the same place, but they're going to become steel to match all the other steel windows in the house.
What's there currently?
They're wood.
Okay, I have.
And it's
and
dark.
There's glazing here that's changing.
There's windows here, and this will become two fixed panels and a French door.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then, folding doors.
No. Well, this one here, this will be a bifold, but generally it's only one door that they want to be able to come out here to use their deck.
No, but these windows are going to be doors that can, like, fold to the side.
They're going to open in. They're not going to open out. They're on the floor plan. I mean, on the elevation.
That's why I said it's hard, like, when you see this and don't know what exactly the elevation currently is to compare.
The depiction there. Go ahead.
Like,
questions.
Shotgun
blast. Okay.
Are these going to be three different doors?
Yeah, these will be steel doors that will look like the windows. They're going to be steel sections. How can I explain it? They're going to look just like the windows in my office and the doors in my office, if you've ever been there. They're going to be the exact same thing. They're steel, classical steel windows that are, they're going to match all the windows in the house. So let's look at these photos.
Are those windows or doors?
These are doors.
But they're not currently doors.
No, they're currently windows right here.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently windows here. And
they're wood.
No, they're steel.
These are steel.
These are steel. All the windows are steel,
mm-hmm.
And then the only pairs of doors are there's three. There's all the windows in the house are steel, so we're matching. We're not mixing and matching.
Are anything. They painted steel or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they
just like in our office?
Okay.
Yeah, the same thing.
Are these?
We were going to keep the lintel on the top, and then we can keep the side of those if you want to keep the sides of those.
But you can't keep the middle.
No, because then it's not going to, see, this is not a very good example, because when they built the house, the detailing is not good because they did not carry over this detail to the sides. So when you look at this, it's a flaw in the house. And what we'll do when we do this is we'll keep the lintel on the top like the other windows, and we could take these and we could duplicate these on the side, which would improve the whole situation. Because right now it looks like there's something missing from these windows. I don't know if, did you have a chance to go out there and look at the house?
I did.
Yeah.
And I rang the doorbell. Three times there were three cars parked in front that nobody answered.
Okay.
But I did walk around the back.
Yeah. Then you can see that these two elements here are missing on the edges.
Yeah.
And so the detail on the window is just not good to begin with. But we'll go ahead and we'll keep the top, and then we can do the columns on the sides, which is shown sort of right here on the sides like that.
Just stepping back here, does the committee have general, there's some specific questions on the table, does the committee have general, committee members have a general response to this, general thoughts?
I guess it would be interesting to see it rendered, because I almost have the feeling that it's going to be turned into this kind of like a modern abode rather than like the type of architecture that it currently is, especially if it's like black black steel windows.
Did you have a chance to go look at the house?
No.
Oh, okay.
But well, I mean, just looking at the photos, it's...
These windows are going to be replaced exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling
that... Can you just
that,
wait 1 second, Lee?
Sure. I'm feeling that it's actually, they're doing a great job with the addition that's going to go along with the house.
It, we're matching everything that's there.
That's
I
right.
don't know we can do anything better.
Let me just say, that's my sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it will
if
be
you
clear.
It,
Lee,
yeah.
Just 1 second. I'll be happy to call on you if you just wait 1 second.
I thought you were finished.
Nope.
Sorry. I had
nope.
my hand up.
Nope.
I wasn't talking.
You know, I think it will be clear when you have, you usually do a great job of showing us the mm-hmm. what the changes are. And I think it is a little bit unclear, but I think generally I'm mm-hmm. in favor of what you're trying to do here.
I find these columns as very integral to the existing style, and I think losing that changes the effect quite a bit. I will say, as far as your concern about the metal windows, it is very typical of
mm-hmm.
this style house. The other thing that I noted when I was there was that a lot of these windows had a very subtle raised area about them.
Right, and we're duplicating that everywhere.
Okay. And they're all set in?
Yeah. It's going to be exactly like you see here.
And I don't know who voiced this, but I would also say that it's difficult from your drawings to really get a full understanding of the actual depth and et cetera of the windows. And you know, that concerns me, because when we say okie dokie and it goes off,
this is just a preliminary
mm-hmm.
feedback.
No, I think this is.
No.
So to clarify through the chair, this is a preliminary review. The project can be accomplished with a building permit if the building permit plans are submitted that are consistent with the committee's feedback. It will not return.
Okay.
And I guess that's, I don't have as much a problem with what you're doing, except for the bifold doors again. It's the details that don't really show on your drawings.
Well, these are bifold only because they fit. They're going to look just like these French doors that are going to be here. So these are going to be French doors, and these are going to be French doors. And then these are just in keeping with the scale of that room. If you have a problem with French doors, then we'll do, I mean, with bifolding doors, then we'll do French doors.
But these are the exterior doors, and you're also changing the interior.
That's true, but this is a conservatory. This
mm-hmm.
is supposed to look like an enclosed porch, which is typical of this style of architecture all throughout Southern California, where these houses exist.
Can I ask a question to just staff?
Mm-hmm.
Why this, I thought this is listed under other business, so I just trying to understand where it fits, and why would it be able to be completed with a building permit without returning?
Great question. I can provide clarification, so thank you. If this house weren't historic and this project were came into the planning counter and said, what type of permit would this need? This does not constitute or meet any of the requirements for an architecture and site application.
Mm-hmm.
It does not, similarly for a minor residential, those are our two main planning applications. So this project would proceed directly to a building permit, and no architectural review beyond staff applying the residential design guidelines would be applied. This is a pre-1941 house, so we bring it first as other business. Years ago, probably 5 years ago, we were seeing a lot of these projects come in as preliminary review. They would submit the building permit and we would bring it back, and we were looking at the same project, or it was a very subtle change, but we had to bring it back because that was the accepted procedure with the committee at that time. The former planning manager and I worked with them to refine the process, that if your direction is simple enough that staff can review the change at the staff level under the building permit review, it would not return.
I think my sense of this group is, while we're generally in favor of doing it, we don't we don't have enough feeling for exactly what's going to happen. And even though it's clear to you, it's not crystal clear.
I don't know how I could do the drawings any different.
Well, it'd be the renderings. It would be. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from the group. Am I right?
No, I don't feel that way.
You don't feel that way. Okay.
And I actually felt that was
right. And I can add to that as well that if these were more minor changes, even though it is, you know, pre-1941, there are certain scale of changes that staff is responsible for reviewing. So replacement of windows, some very minor changes that actually would just be at a building permit and wouldn't come to the committee. And so in a case like this, because it does involve that addition, you know, if coming to you and having your direction that specifically says there shouldn't be any bifold doors, it should only be French doors, or that all windows should match existing in materials and inset and other details, some of those kinds of things that you're particularly concerned about, then that gets it to a point where staff can do the same level of review we would do for a more minor project. And so that's the kind of thing, just to make sure that you know, the town council is interested in gaining efficiency both in staff work but also in the process for people who are coming through with projects. And so we're just trying to guide it through that as much as possible.
I'm comfortable with that, but sense in the group, are you comfortable with making those recommendations and letting staff resolve them and improving this for those conditions or not?
Staff can explain to us what their understanding of what
we're saying. That's a good thing. Maybe you can play it back to us. How about you, Martha?
I'm not comfortable with it.
Do you want to play back what you heard from us?
I don't think I've heard majority opinion on any changes, so I can recite what the varying direction that I've received, but I don't think there's majority opinion, and that's something that can be worked out through discussion. At this point, I couldn't bullet point three items or four items that need to be changed to move forward.
Right. I mean, at this point, I think what we've heard is that there is a lot of support for having the changes be consistent with the existing materials and windows of the house, excluding the part that's being demolished that's not consistent with the rest of the house. And then there have been a few comments, for example, the French doors, where it's not clear whether we have a majority direction on that. You know, it's quite feasible that with, as I said, some specific direction about being consistent with certain aspects of the existing building, it may be that we could move forward, but I think some additional discussion is needed.
And one strategy I can offer that we see with this committee sometimes and frequently at the Planning Commission is the committee could identify the items that we're a little bit stuck on and sort of go one by one, sure. And we can sort of straw poll to get majority direction.
I don't know if we're stuck in it. As far as the doors go, I'm indifferent if whether they're bifold or French doors. So on that question, it's fine. I mean, I'm comfortable with that direction.
I think what we heard from our architect is that he would change the one which was the
French door. Yeah, I can change these doors.
Yeah. Right. So I think we do have. I mean, I know that you're not comfortable at this moment, but the majority, I think, is comfortable with that. Is that correct, Lee?
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with the bifold doors against.
No, we're not going to do
bifold
doors.
We're going to do French doors.
No bifold doors.
Yeah.
The middle panel would be fixed in the two.
Or we go to two doors.
Yeah.
We're talking now just about this.
Correct.
Yeah. We would either do two doors or we would make these doors French doors.
Okay. What about?
These are French doors.
Those are French doors.
Yes. See, this is all designed lights. I just want to say it's like this is all designed so all these lights are exactly the same.
Yeah. We understand that.
And I'm between a rock and a hard place, you know. And I do want to. I'm not going to say.
This has been well thought out.
Yeah, trust me.
No, I'm sure it has.
It is.
What were the other open questions? So we talked about those. The steel. We're comfortable. Are we comfortable with the steel?
It was just the columns on that, the windows that were being converted to French doors.
Well, so
Yeah, but there, it's in keeping with the style of the house and everything that's there.
I have a question. Is all of the other glazing remaining the same size as the original house, or is it, or is the footprint of the glazing expanding now?
The the existing windows are all staying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The same size.
Yeah, so, yeah, except for the addition. We're not the windows may be replaced down the road because they're single glazed.
Mm-hmm.
And this company that we're working with, they're able to do double glazed, and we may get into replacing the windows, but right now we're not entertaining that. The new windows will be double glazed for energy purposes.
So at the risk of misstating this, okay, Jay's saying that you're going to build the addition and match as closely as possible the existing house. We've talked about the French doors instead of bifold doors. There will be no bifold doors. I think it doesn't matter. I don't know whether we need to prescribe whether it's two or however you do it, right? Is that important to you? Not to me. What else is there, really, that's in dispute here? You say you just don't feel like you have enough information.
No, there's some other items that I don't really understand, like this basement extension.
Well, I think that's
you can't really tell what it looks like from this, not seeing like a side.
You can't see it. You can't see it from the side because it's buried.
Like a view from this way.
You don't see it.
So this is all underground.
Yes, it is. It's underground, and there's it in the ground. Okay, so the house is on a hillside like this. The house is like this.
You can't even see that.
Okay, and there's an existing basement. I'm sorry. Start over. It goes like this. This is the terrace out the back. There's a basement that goes like this with a tunnel that daylights out this way,
mm-hmm.
which you see right there.
Interesting.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to expand it so the basement is going, this tunnel is just going to expand this way, and the ground is going to fall down around it, and then we need to be able to walk out and come up. Steel windows, steel door, and a steel side light. It's all going to be the same.
Okay.
Any other questions, Martha? You want any clarification on that? Maybe Jay can satisfy without having to come back here. I think that's what the goal is, if it's possible. I don't want to push you into it, but.
Well, I guess the only other comment I would say is this part right here is definitely adding a more modern element to the original house.
Again,
because it's a lot of glazing.
Again, the French doors.
I mean, I'm okay with that, I guess, but like, I think it's something to take into consideration. Because this is like, I would say, like a real gem of an old house.
Yeah.
And does have like a story behind it. I'd say greater than like the average home. So I think it's important to
mm-hmm. Well, I think if you talk,
are you we willing to approve like something that's changing kind of like the original form of the house? Like
you're saying it's changing it because of all the glazing.
Yeah.
No.
Between that and this glazing being added, it's definitely going, I feel like it will change the character of the house.
Well, it's creating a conservatory look, which is typical of the architecture. And I will add, the owner wanted to be here, and she's ill, but
mm-hmm.
she loves this house. And she has goes to, we did a kitchen remodel, and she went to every expense and
mm-hmm.
length to make sure it was original to the T. And I assure you that she loves this house, and she would not do anything to this house that is contrary to good design, or that would harm this in any way. Her priority is to make all this blend together. And I don't know what to tell you other than you can go through the book and you can see other examples of conservatories, but it's typical of this style of house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steel glazing, it's all over Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Southern California. It doesn't, Napa Valley, it just doesn't happen to exist here so much.
Just
but this house is a out of this out of sorts here. This is a Southern California style house.
Mm-hmm.
In the interest of just moving us forward, I just get a quick straw poll sense of the group. Lee, are you okay approving this with the comments that we've made, yes or no?
I'm okay with most of it, but I do agree that the windows on the east front, Casa, is it the east?
The what?
You have the binder.
Yes.
Do change the effect quite a bit compared to the rest of it.
I guess the question is if it's consistent with the style of this house, which is our.
It is consistent with the style.
It would have been maybe nice to see some examples because I don't.
I don't know.
It might seem like
a
burden to you, but you have to convince us that this is like also
I think it's acceptable to the style. I mean, it's a steel wall that is on the style of a conservatory. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what else to tell you other than, you know, to go through and look at some examples. I can find them for you, I guess, but it just seems like Does it matter if this is a wall and those are two French doors?
All glazing and no, and nothing else, like all glazing.
It is. Well, there's walls behind the post. It's not a glass mm-hmm. room. There's wall behind the post there. This is a porch. Mm-hmm. This porch is out in front of those doors by 8 feet, the roof eave. Mm-hmm. You know, this is all tucked back in.
I guess maybe it's the line weights or something. It's hard to read exactly
well,
how it's
yeah,
drawn.
Yeah, it's an elevation drawing, but yeah. I don't know what to do.
So are you saying I'm
other than draw it for you and it's right there?
Now I'm confused because you're saying this is the conservatory, but I thought this was the conservatory.
No, this is a conservatory. This is a family room that has windows. Yes, they want to get the morning light. They want solar access. This house is very dark. And they would like to get in their family room. They would, what just is, they would like to have some light in their room, some natural sunlight. And we're doing it with steel windows that are very much in keeping with the style of this house.
I agree that in most part it seems to work, but I also agree with you that maybe this is just a little bit too much. And again, we're talking about not saying no, but having less.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, if we were going to do something here that was not in the style, if we were introducing contemporary doors or a contemporary look with clear glass, okay, you know, but we're not doing that. We're doing steel doors with special locks on them. You know, this door panel is probably going to cost them $100,000. And they're going to do it right. They're going to do it. You know, that's in keeping with the architecture and the spirit of this house.
Let me ask you a question. Just because.
Does this set back from the house?
Yes. This is set back in. This is a porch. There are two columns that will mimic exactly these existing three columns right here.
And it sets back.
And then this will be set back.
How deep is that?
Can you show us on the site plan, maybe, where that porch is?
The columns are here. This is a roof overhang. What did I do with my scale? Is it gone?
Okay, I see that.
But that's like glazing. Yeah.
This. So that could come back and say we want to enclose that too.
No, they're not going to do that.
But I think what you're saying is that.
Well, let him be.
Okay, in answering your question, we're 8 feet back from the roof eave to the wall.
Okay. I think I get a sense of your concern is that while it may be consistent with the basic style, is not as consistent with this particular house.
You know, I guess can I just interrupt for a second? This question is staff. You know, what are our criteria here? If the requirement is that it be consistent with the style of architecture, I mean, is that the baseline here? I mean, there are opinions we have, and I respect everyone's opinion. But I think the question is, if the question really being asked is the renovation in, is the remodel in consistent with the style of this house, or doesn't significantly change it, is that the standard?
Part of the standard is that the addition be consistent with the architectural style of the house, and then compatible with the existing structure.
I feel like we're veering into our opinion, which is valued, but I guess my opinion is that at this point in time, you know, we're doing something that is consistent with the style. So I see that you're not, where are we at? I'm in favor of approving this as is, with the comments we made. You're not?
No.
I'm still ambivalent. I think basically I agree, but I also think that the distinctive features of a house should be maintained, and I think one of the distinctive features of this house is that it doesn't have gobs and gobs and gobs of glazing, and that really...
Well, like you said, this is a house that's sort of misplaced. It's a Southern California Spanish Revival, and if this house were there and they would add, it would look like what you designed.
Yeah, again, houses like this have conservatories. It's what they do. They have towers. They have all kinds of elements, and to say that, you know, to have a certain increased amount of glass in a room to get solar access and morning light, that goes against everything that we're trying to do from an environmental standpoint.
Can I just make one comment? First of all, let's make it clear, we're not talking about the conservatory. We've already, I think, accepted that with the changes, right? Am I right? The conservatory. This is different. This is the family room.
Okay.
And if the question is getting as much light, then you wouldn't have the overhang.
No, because it's east, so the sun is low in the morning.
Just a consultation to staff. Any suggestions?
So, if we don't do this, would you find the concept acceptable?
If we don't do what?
If we don't do this. We just don't do it. We just let it go.
So what I'm hearing in his suggestion is a concern that the combination of the conservatory windows and the family room windows ends up being too much
glazing.
And
these windows as
right.
well.
Right. And mm-hmm. so what I hear well, him offering is because the lighting in the family room is so important, would the committee support the project if maybe there was less glazing going on with that back porch conservatory area? Or is it about the balance of the plan?
I think it's the balance
I think it's what she said before. The existing house does not look that way. The architect is saying, but that's it should look a different way.
So Jay is offering to it possibly to not do that central section. Would that satisfy you?
The conservatory? I thought that wasn't an
issue.
Yeah, with this we will not enclose
this. This one affects the balance.
Well, this is enclosed, and so this porch is going away, so to speak. It's becoming an enclosed porch. So if we have a porch here and we have a porch here, will that satisfy you and we will not glaze this in?
So there's consistency around the building is, I think, what he is offering.
And I'll offer anecdotal, untrained information. Lived in Santa Barbara for 13 years, and I worked in Woodside for 5. I worked with architects, including Appleton and Associates, who are out of Santa Barbara, who specialize in Spanish Revival. This is anecdotal. These are features I've seen on Spanish Revival homes in Woodside and in their portfolio and in my life in Santa Barbara. I'm not opining on whether it's appropriate or not for this house. I'm just letting in my information is I've seen conservatories, I've seen expansive glass. I've also seen the opposite on the Jackling Estate, which is now gone, the sister house of the Jackling Estate, which I worked on for 2 years at 410 Mountain Home Road. There's a wide variety within Spanish Revival. I don't see a departure from the architectural style here from my limited knowledge. And I would rely on any other architect over my opinion, but I wanted to add that to the conversation at this point.
And another aspect to just keep in mind as we're looking at projects like this, trying to find the balance in terms of, you know, is this a good project as proposed, maybe with specific changes? You know, in this case, we have a situation where the existing home has this addition on it, which quite clearly is not consistent.
Horrible.
And so what's being proposed, I think we all agree, is a significant improvement over what was there. And so we aren't necessarily trying to get to perfection, but we're trying to get something that is consistent. And so, because there are going to be different opinions of what perfection is. And so just incorporating that into the discussion and the consideration in terms of trying to allow this to move forward, but in a way that the committee, at least a majority, feels comfortable moving forward with, allowing it to move forward with.
And I would point to, I'm sorry, just because I want to re-answer your question about the criteria for review, is I went back to the staff report and I'll read it, is that in evaluating applications, the deciding body shall consider the architectural style, design, arrangement, texture, materials, and color, and other pertinent factors. Applications shall not be granted unless for pre-1941 structures, the proposed work will neither adversely affect the exterior architectural characteristics or other features on the property which are the subject of the application. So just want to put that baseline out there. That's the criteria for review.
That it not adversely affects
the features on the property.
Yeah.
So has anyone changed their mind here? Because I assume we're rather deadlocked, or are you, I'm still good. Lee, just a moment, please. Ask the question. Has anyone changed their view?
I'm fine to go with what you guys are saying. I just think in the future it would help if you're. For me, it's like a big change to the original character of the house, and it would be nice to see examples instead of us having to go find them, you showing us examples of a house like this that has these types of features you're saying are really common.
And that feedback actually is really helpful for staff as well, because we can, you come to the HPC regularly, so
you're actually a model usually when I see your packets, they're a model of thoroughness. So maybe we're asking that.
Yeah. I have one more question.
Go ahead, Lee.
Could you explain this again to me?
I'm sorry.
Explain, are these windows?
Yeah, it's one window that's divided up with lights.
And it goes down to the floor?
Either down to the floor to match the doors, or it might have a sill. Right now it's designed to go down to the floor.
Okay, could you show us the elevation on that?
It's right there. It's the look to bring to line
up the top.
To line all these lights up. Is what we want to do here, and we want to gain as much light as possible. This is the east elevation, and so the sun is low in the morning.
If I'm interpreting Quintana's question correctly, it sounds like it might be, if you are willing to put a sill on that central portion, that might alleviate some of her concern.
We could do a sill, but what it's going to do, it's like it's not just putting a sill in there. It has to do with changing the mullions, because now we have to introduce a wall, and the way this is designed right now is this window is one uniform system, and if you stick a wall in it, it screws it all up.
It becomes
so we can
three,
do it.
Three sections.
We can do it, but I would recommend against it. If you were my client, I would say no, don't do it, because the end result's going to be worse.
Okay.
But if you guys want it, we'll do it.
to try to close, I'd like to try to wrap this up if we can. I know we don't have perfection here, as we said.
Yeah.
But if Martha, if you're in favor, we have, I think, three votes here in favor of moving this. Lee, I'm going to ask if someone wants to make a motion.
Yeah, I would just wonder one thing. That on this, we have.
We're going to lose one of our, Lee, we're going to lose one of our members. We're not going to be able to vote at all, so. Is it, can I call for a motion here?
This being a preliminary review, there's no
motion. We don't need a motion.
But I think we have heard consensus that the renovation should match as closely as possible the existing house in style details, and that the bifold doors should be changed to French doors.
Mm-hmm. These doors here?
Yes.
Yes.
We can still do three, but we would, the outside doors would be
French doors.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the direction that I heard from a majority,
mm-hmm.
and I'm seeing nodding that's something that could be moved forward with.
I just have one more comment. If we want to replicate what's already here, to break up this long thing of windows, putting in a column in the center like this one has, and in fact, these don't replicate.
No deal.
They're different.
Okay, the only reason there's a column here is because it exists. If we could take it out and fill this in, we would do it, but we can't make the span with this roof. So over here we can do it because it's new construction. So this exists. There's no reason to put a column here. To put a column there would ruin the whole look of everything.
It would be like if you had a nice window in your house and somebody came
and put a column in the middle of it.
I think we're just going to move on here.
I think we've got the direction.
But I don't need to do that. Is that right?
Correct. That was not part of the consensus that we received
So we just need two more addenda items.
Right. And there is no need to vote on either of the other agenda items. It is just sharing with you the annual certified local government report, and we are available to answer questions if any committee members have them, and same for the meeting schedule for next year.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, so all right. So can I just be clear then, everything is good to go here except these are going to become French doors?
Yes.
Okay.
And Sean will work with you to review the future plans to make sure they are consistent.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, and I'll follow up with you to make sure.